With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Republicans appear finally to coalesce around a speaker nominee after Representative Mike Johnson from Louisiana won the conference's nod last night. That makes him the fourth GOP lawmaker to be nominated for the lower chamber's top position and the second nominee within a 24-hour span.
Johnson's nomination capped off a hectic day, but one that ended with House Republicans appearing to finally unite around a speaker nominee. In an internal roll call validation vote for Johnson, all but three GOP members who voted present said they could vote for Johnson for Speaker on the House floor, while at least a dozen members were absent, putting him under the 217-vote threshold in the room. Johnson signaled optimism that he would win their support, too.
Democracy is messy sometimes, but it is our system. This conference that you see, this House Republican majority, is united.
The House is expected to vote Wednesday on whether to install Johnson as its Speaker. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the U.S. has dispatched some top military officials to confer with Israel in its war planning.
We have asked a few officials with relevant experience simply to help Israeli officials.
Ryder says U.S. officials will only offer advice and that the Israeli Defense Force will make its own military decisions. A Category 5 hurricane blows ashore in Mexico.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center has said a nightmare scenario is unfolding in Mexico, with Otis likely to cause catastrophic damage. The hurricane has taken forecasters by surprise, strengthening from a tropical storm to the most powerful Category 5 in a matter of hours. Warnings are in place along a 350-kilometer stretch of the coast of Mexico's Guerrero state, where more than 50 centimeters of rain and wind speeds of over 250 kilometers per hour are expected.
That is the BBC's Will Leonardo reporting on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down 17 points. This is SRN News. With Election Day around the corner and a presidential vote just a year away, activists try to get believers to the polls.
Truly, there's not much difference between people that call themselves born-again Christians and the general public when it comes to our voting patterns. Many of the church is not still registered to vote. Many of them are still not showing up.
Bobby Pounds is president of Christians Engaged.
We need to take the church past just thinking about presidential elections. Primaries are where the decisions are really made in many of the congressional districts. Our local elections and our school boards are so important. And frankly, we've just got elections happening all the time, special elections that could decide a court or decide a community's involvement.
Pounds is helping organize a Christian voter conference called Wake Up 2023 outside Dallas on November 3rd and 4th, featuring a number of pastors and politicians. More on these stories at srnnews.com. A cruise operator that failed to cancel a voyage from Sydney that led to a COVID-19 outbreak has been ruled negligent in an Australian class action case.
The Ruby Princess Ocean Liner left Sydney on 2020 for a 13-day cruise to New Zealand, but returned in 11 days as Australia's borders were closing. More than 660 of the 2,671 passengers were infected, and 28 died.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More charges being filed against an off-duty pilot who tried to cut the engines on a Horizon Air flight.
Federal prosecutors are charging Alaska Airlines pilot Joseph Emerson with interfering with a flight crew. It can carry up to 20 years in prison.
We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit.
State prosecutors in Oregon already filed 83 counts of attempted murder. He pleaded not guilty to the charges. I'm Ed Donahue.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.